We've made it. We've made it. It's over, guys. It's over. 2015. I hope you enjoyed it.
It's not over till the fat lady sings.
That's true. And they're going to be singing. They're going to be singing. Ladies and gentlemen, my name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
You guys are listening to Carolyn and Joe! Carolyn and Joe Show. That's right. My name is Joe Carabello. I'm a filmmaker. I'm a writer. I am in the band Monday Mistress. I'm a photographer too. But today, I am a podcaster. And who else is a podcaster? But one of the greatest people ever on this planet. She's a cartoonist extraordinaire. She's one of the greatest art directors, designers on the whole entire planet. She is my partner in this podcast. Her name is Carolyn Bilewski. How you doing, Carolyn?
Hi, Joe.
Hey.
I'm doing good.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey,
girl. Hey.
Hey, girl. That's it, man. That's it. That was the last intro of 2015. I hope you guys enjoyed the show. See you later.
Bye.
Bye. Peace out, man. Peace out. Thank you for listening to us. If you're listening to us on New Year's Eve, I like New Year's Eve a whole lot.
Yeah.
Why would I not?
I mean, there's no reason to not like it.
Over the years, it's become...
I mean, I'm sure someone could find one.
I don't know. I feel like over the years, you know, say what you will about, like, religion and say what you will about anything happening that year. But you know what? There has to be a new day.
There has to be a restart button.
And there has to be a restart button. And I always feel like, you know what? A new year is like a constant. You can get rid of all the holidays and stuff like that. But like a new year is something, you know, even though if like, you know, time is created by man and the measurement of all that, but it still feels like you take away all that, you still have to celebrate a new year.
Yes.
That's how it feels to me.
Well, what about the Chinese? They celebrate their new year a little bit later.
Damn it. There goes my, it all gets thrown away, but still, they still celebrate a new year.
They do, but it's not necessarily on January 1st.
That's true. But either way, I bet theirs, maybe we just get to celebrate it twice.
Maybe theirs is cooler because they have like the dragon parade.
Yeah.
And the zodiac.
What do we have?
A different animal every year that represents the year.
That's true. Is that them?
Yeah.
All right.
Chinese zodiac. Haven't you been to one of those Chinese restaurants that have a little animal placemat?
Yeah. And they're like, you are the year of the dragon.
Is that what you are?
I don't know what it is.
I think that you're the cock.
I always am. Hey, speaking of that, it's time for the Carolyn's News.
Oh my gosh, guys, there's not much time left. You only have a few more hours. We're talking about hours, minutes, not even days anymore. We're counting down the minutes until you can not take part in this sale anymore, because the sale is ending on January 31st, the end of the year. But what is a sale, you might ask? Well, that's a good question. The sale is 15% off all items in the store at carolynbilewski.com.
All right!
Yes, use the promo code HOLIDAY15 and you will get 15% off your entire order. But what is in the sale? Everything. Everything.
Everything.
Everything. We have t-shirts, comics, original comics written by Joe, illustrated by myself. We have original art, we have prints, we have button packs, we have so much fun stuff for you to check out. And this is our first ever sale, so that's exciting. At least I figured out how to put up a promo code and all that jazz. So I'm excited about that. I'm excited about the year end. So I wanted to extend the holiday sale until the end of the year. So like I said, you guys only have today only to get those orders in. Last minute. You can shop for Christmas next year.
That's true. Or you can shop for...
You can shop for yourself.
What's the holiday in January? Is there a holiday, like any holiday?
President's Day?
You can shop for your President's Day presents.
Dun, 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 dun,
President's
dun, dun,
Day
dun, dun,
presents. President's...
Is President's Day in January? I'm not even sure.
I don't know, man. Maybe
but you
Columbus
know what's
Day?
In January? New Year's Day.
That's right.
So... That is really exciting, and I hope you guys take advantage of those sales, because I've never had a sale before, And I don't know how often I'm going to do some. I might do it next Christmas, but we'll see.
Or this might be the last sale ever.
It might be the last sale ever.
Everything.
It's the end of the world. You never know. And you might as well read all these awesome comics
everything
that we
could
made
be,
for you.
Everything could be up for retail price after this.
Yeah, prices are going up, guys. So better get those orders in now. If you know anybody that has a birthday coming up, of course, next year. Everybody does. So that would be a yes. So anybody you know that has a birthday, I mean, I think that it would make a great present. What do you think, Joe? I mean, how would you feel if on your birthday you opened a present and you found a Curl Studio book?
I would be like, it's amazing. I was just reading over last night before I went to bed. I actually read majority of the Black Magic Tales, like trade paperback. And I have to say, man, I wrote that and those stories are pretty damn amazing.
Pretty amazing.
You know, what's really cool is just because, you know, you work in the commercial environment. I work in the commercial environment. And a lot of times we don't really get to say fully. We don't get to to display how we truly feel. You know, we don't get to go like 100% and tell the stories that we want to. Just because a lot of times it's cooks and you're working and making other dreams come true, other people's dreams come true. There's that saying about that. It's like if you don't pursue your dream, someone will hire you to help them pursue theirs. But for these comics, we are 100%. This is like the stories we want to get out there. And I was even laughing at them, man. I was laughing how awesome, how
were
amazing.
Were you LOLing?
Yeah. Or LM, what is that? LMA. The fancy one.
L-M-F-A-O, laughing my effing ass off.
Yeah, I was doing that, man. I was doing that. Because sometimes when you're writing stuff, you're like really close to it. And, you know, just like even with this podcast and just with these movies, or when you first put it out and you make it, you're like really close to it. So you don't even want to, if anything, you probably think it sucks. Until like months later, you're like, wow, this is actually pretty amazing because you get that separation. And, you know, I have that same thing towards these books. It's, you know, like once I put it out there, once we get it to print and send it out, you're just like, whoa, okay, I'm happy that's done. You know what I mean? Really, you just get that feeling of like, I'm happy that's done. Is that something? You know, like, I don't even, sometimes you're just like, I guess it's good enough to go out there. But after a certain amount of time and you read it, and you're like, it's just actually pretty awesome, pretty proud of these things. So you should go out there and buy them.
Yes, and maybe one of my goals for 2016, I'm going to have to get used to saying that, 2016 is to basically lock myself up and hibernate and get some more comics done. Because every year people are like, we want more! And then they have like pitchforks.
More!
Their pitchforks are like attacking me and I'm like, I'm only doing as much as I can do. But I will try to do more because I have stories to tell. Joe has stories to tell. We have them all in our heads. We're constantly working, even though it might not seem like it. Even though to some people that always tell us that we're the most hardest working people that they know of. And then I feel like I can do more. We are always working in our heads, just so you guys know. We have notebooks full of treasures. We're constantly working. And we want to share all the ideas with you.
So 2015 is done. I was thinking about that while we were eating that Whole Foods pizza earlier on, and I was sitting there and I was looking at, you know, I was wondering like, when did we start eating this pizza? And then it started like, you know, not like it didn't just hit me then, but it really just, I was like, wow, this might be the last Whole Foods pizza of 2015, man. This might be the last slice. Yeah. I mean, I might have it for lunch today or whenever the show airs, but like, I don't know, maybe we're breakfast, you know. But I was thinking about that, and I was always remembering us constantly saying on this podcast or anywhere, saying like, man, these days are just going by so fast. 2015 is going by so fast. Wow, the summer's going by so fast.
Everything went by so fast.
Winter's going by so fast, and now it's done, dude.
Dude, it's done. I can't, seriously, when I look back on hindsight of the whole year, I remember the beginning of the year. I remember a lot of crazy stuff was happening. I remember Awesome Con. Like, it kind of like was the beginning of the year. Everything led up to Awesome Con, and then all of a sudden it was like summertime, and then all of a sudden it was August.
That's so strange how like Awesome Con is like a thing, because I remember we're getting ready to shoot the first commercial was in January, and then we're putting that together for the February release, and then it gets aired in March, end of February and March, and then all of a sudden it's time for Awesome Con. Like, what the hell happened? Did my life just get intertwined with that?
Yeah, I think it did. And also what's really interesting is if you go back on previous episodes from earlier this month, we've had multiple guests come in the month of December and talk about, like, basically their year-end recap and just asking them how their year was. And I think 3 people mentioned AwesomeCon, like, as a highlight of their year. So I was like, so how was your year? And then they mentioned AwesomeCon. Like, Cooney did, Joey did, I think someone else did. But it's just like, wow, I guess the years are revolving around AwesomeCon, which is...
It's like our life just revolving around these events now.
Like,
these
on one hand, I'm like, that's really awesome. But then on another hand, I'm like, I wish I had, like, something else to revolve around. Like, I mean, AwesomeCon is pretty great. And, like, all these conventions are pretty great. But it does kind of feel like, at least this year, that our lives kind of revolved around the Kickstarter and the AwesomeCon. I feel like,
It really did. I feel like there was more stuff happening. But, like, those were, I guess, like, there's, like, quarterly big events that happens. You know what I mean? There's certain things that would happen. Just like, oh, that's the winter big event. And then here's the spring big event. Here's the summer big event. Because I felt like we did a lot. But, of course, I always feel like I didn't do anything until, of course, if I look back at it 2 years ago, I'm like, wow, look at all the stuff we did. Because, like... I remember, like, last year, the January, we're getting ready for the commercial, and we're all, you know, with my, I guess, former band, we're getting ready for that show on January 30th, and then after that, then we're into, like, the Valentine's Day era, you know what I mean? There's stuff happening then. The Magic Bullet again was coming out at that time. We got mm-hmm. that out, so we had to go and promote that, you know? There's a lot of stuff happening.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot of stuff. I just remember basically, like, beginning of the year, like, always feels fresh. Then it was almost, then all of a sudden it was, like, you know, around April or May, and it was, like, leading up to AwesomeCon. Then, like, a whole bunch of stuff actually did happen over the summer, but then I just remember August. Like, all of a sudden it was, like, August?
Yeah, but I remember also, like, what was it, March? Fall? Was it March where the Nova International Film Festival happened, and, like,
was that
March? My film,
I don't know.
I forget. It's on my Instagram. That's why Instagram. So they're all like, they can all be like, all my memories are trapped in there. But then I can see, because I remember my film showed there. So that was something to look forward to,
cool.
Or to see. But people can go back on my Instagram and see my life, at least the section that I put out there.
We know it's interesting. I wish that I had it with me in the studio because I did not bring it into the studio, but I guess 2 years ago, I started keeping... It's not like a dear diary or anything like that, but it's
Dear
Gossip Girl, this is what happened today. It's not any type of entry like that, but I basically just got, like, a regular spiral notebook that you'd have, like, in college or high school. Lined paper.
Lined paper?
Yeah, you know, like, the lined paper that's in the spiral notebook?
Yeah.
And, you know, I got it for, like, 99 cents. And I just started, like, writing what I did every day. Not every little detail, but some of the major things. Like, if I saw a movie, I'd write it down. Or if I happened to have, like, a really good meal and I made it myself, I might write it down. Or if I went to a restaurant, I would write it down. Like, any type of, I guess, highlight of the day. And it would seriously not take me very long at all. And I try to do it at the end of the day, right before I go to bed, because I remember. But, sometimes a few days go by and I'm busy and I'll get backed up, but I'll still try to remember what I did. But yeah, so I'd write down what I did. And I think that that's one of the greatest life changes I've ever done, because I can seriously think about last week and be like, I have no idea what I did last week. Because I have short-term memory. Is that what that is? Like,
I don't know, I guess.
Like, I'm seriously, like, I don't even know what I did yesterday. And then, like, I will check what I wrote in my notebook. And then, like, I'll actually, like, completely remember the day. Most of the days.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, that's pretty amazing. Like, I'm like, in my head, I'm like, I wish I did this earlier in life. Because I'd remember so much more.
Yeah.
It's, like, if you haven't tried it, I mean... Going into the New Year's resolution, it's not really a resolution, but it's a really cool project to do because that saves me. But this year I did miss like 5 days. I don't know when it was. It was sometime in the fall. Like, I was so busy and I just didn't write down anything. And I remember doing like a squiggly line over like the 5 days, and I was just like, I was like, busy, I can't remember. Because I don't know what I did.
So busy, I can't remember.
Yeah, like, so basically that was like a black hole of like 5 days, and I'm like, what the heck? I don't even know what I did, but I was working on something.
I get that. I've been getting that a lot. I get getting texts from people a whole lot who are like, sorry, I've been so busy. I didn't mean to. I couldn't answer this, or I've been so busy. Everyone's saying, I mean, I'm
right
so busy.
Right now, it's apparently the busiest time of year. But
it's busy time.
It's funny because like sometimes at work it gets light. Almost every holiday time at any place I've ever worked, and I worked like, you know, multiple places. But this year it does seem like there is stuff going on more than other years. And I think also, you know, I've worked for a lot of agencies, and you know, you want to make your clients happy. And I think that going into the Christmas holiday season, people do try to wrap up their projects earlier. They don't try to be like, oh, by the way, we have a last minute thing due on New Year's Eve, you know? Yeah, so yeah. Like, they know that, like, they're pretty good for all the craziness that agency life can bring. Like, every place I've ever worked at is pretty good about keeping the holidays pretty clear.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, like, especially Christmas and New Year's and stuff. So, luckily, you know, there isn't like this drastic situation where people have to work on Christmas Day or something. Yeah. That'd be ridiculous. But yeah, that's never really happened. It's normally like in advance, we really know like what's coming down the pike. I even know like upcoming projects that we have earlier next year, but we know that they're going to start at New Year, you know? So they're like, oh, we'll start it up for New Year. And it just seems so much more healthier than trying to fit everything in right now.
Yeah.
As far as commute goes, like, this whole week has been very easy in the D.C. area, which is, like, a rarity. I mean, the kids are out, all the kids are out of school, so.
Yeah, and that's, I mean, that's sort of like, I don't know, I wasn't even paying attention, and I started realizing, like, wait, why are all these people here? why is this parking lot still full?
Mm-hmm.
And I had to be reminded, oh, yeah, this is a.
You're like,
this,
people aren't this, working.
This is a holiday for them.
Yeah. A lot of people aren't going into work now, so the roads are the roads are probably like 75% less than they normally are.
I completely thought that people would still be going to work, but I guess they're just taking that week off, man.
Taking parts of it off.
I mean, do you have any, like, when you think of 2015, what are you going to take away with? Like, what are these, you know, what memories or what
for
type
me
of, like,
personally or just the
thoughts
year,
or stuff like that,
like socially,
like I wouldn't say highlights because, you know,
because
not everything's a highlight, but you know, what is like things that stick out to you that you like, you think will be remembered in 2015?
Well, earlier in
not
the year,
just for you too, just for your personal stuff, not even like oh, this big the headline, you know?
Yeah. Early in the year, I will remember, like, Charlie Hebdo, because that happened, like, the first week going into the new year. Like, a lot of cartoonists were murdered in France, so that was kind of, like, impactful for my profession as a cartoonist.
It's crazy, because I always thought, for some reason, think about it now, I thought it was sooner. I thought, like, it was, like,
no,
in
was
the summer,
like,
or something like that,
no
but
way. It
was
like,
it in...
It was, like, seriously the first big news story of the year.
But was that in January?
Yes.
That's
I don't know
so
the
crazy.
Date, but it was like the first.
Do you have your phone or something like that to check out that strategically what that was? Because for some reason, I don't know why, but it felt like a lot sooner. That's why, like, when the attack happened, the other attack happened, I was like, wow, they're attacking real close to each other, like
no
time. And so you're saying it was in January? I was like, holy crap, that would happen real fast.
Was,
or that was a long time. Or
and I actually have the I have the Charlie Hebdo newspaper. It's all in French, so I don't really know what they're all saying. And I have the newspaper that came out right after their attack.
Yeah.
Let's see. January 7th.
Wow. And I thought that was like it happened in August. I don't know why.
Heck no.
Like my memory was like it seems so fresh. Seems so fresh when like the recent attack
and
happened.
And so let me see when the France attack was. Hopefully they'll have like
they gotta say some sort of date towards that.
I mean, there's a lot of them actually.
A lot of attacks.
Yes.
It was on a Friday.
Oh, it's Friday the 13th.
November. Okay. Wow. See, that's how fast this year went by, because so it felt like in my head that those events happened a lot closer, but the Charlie Hebdo thing was in...
I mean, they're roughly 11 months from
I remember doing that podcast about that. That's nuts.
Yeah, that was basically a year ago. But yeah, I mean, I guess as like global 2015 news cycle, I think of the Paris attacks and the Charlie Hebdo attacks. So basically France was under siege. And it's still going on, and the whole ISIS thing, and that was pretty big in the news. For myself, I know I did some illustrations for the White House earlier in the early New Year, and didn't come out until, did it come out in February, March?
I thought it was like March. It was a little later because I remember you were working on that even like in the 2014.
No, we were in discussion of it.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah, I don't think I started the art actually until 2015. And yeah, so I did, illustrations for the White House for their healthcare.gov Affordable Care Act campaign. And those went over very well. And I got really good feedback on it. A whole bunch of comments and lots of likes on social media, and that was really exciting. I always, like, in my head, I'm like, I hope that in the future I get, like, more likes on something else in the future, because, like, I don't necessarily want to just be known for that. Like, I feel like it would be cool to, like, top each big thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was really exciting, and it was great. So that was a big deal earlier on in the year. And then I did the Kickstarter in, like, March and April. And was exciting,
but
too.
But what were things that, like, stood out to you, though? Besides those activities, like, were there other moments? Because we've already heard about that a whole bunch, but, like, did you have lessons did you learn that off of 2015 that you can take from 2016?
Oh, man. Lessons. That's a tough one. I have been easier on myself, like, in the past, if I missed updating, like, a curl strip. Because I used to update twice a week. But if I,
and those are good times.
Yeah, those were, but if I missed, I used to, like, really hurt myself internally. Like, I would be like sometimes to the point where I felt like sick or something. I'll be like, you didn't update. Like, everyone's going to hate you now. Like, no one's going to like your comic or something. I don't know. Like, I would just feel like I would lose fan base, which you do. Like, if you don't update, you lose your fan base pretty quickly. I think I just, it's not that I don't care or it's not that I don't want to make stuff, but I just was pretty easy on myself because I'm like, you know, I have other jobs. I have other things that I have to
do. You have other stuff to do, but it's funny.
It's not that I'm like, oh, I have other stuff to do, but it's like, I'm my own boss with this. Like, if I have something else to do, if I have a freelance job or if I have, you know, something else that gets in the way, or if I have, like, you know, if I won tickets to the show and I want to see this event, like, I shouldn't have to punish myself and, like, not enjoy life. Like, you know, like, seeing a show or going out to eat with some friends or something. Like, I shouldn't have to punish myself and lock myself up in a room and draw a comic. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I don't know if that's, like, a lesson, but I feel like it's kind of a bad thing, though, because I don't punish myself enough.
So, you don't punish. It's all about punishing.
I mean,
that's what 2015's all has been about for me, is just punishing.
I mean, I punish myself with everything, so it's pretty, I don't know if how healthy it is, but I have been, like, less hard on myself. But, you know, like, for example, if I really made, like, 100% of my living off of a webcomic, like, you really need to produce, like, that's a hard job, and you really need to produce good work, like, every day. You know, like, there are some people that update every day, and that's their living, and that's their lifestyle. But, like, I already have employment, and I'm not saying that, like, that webcomics isn't the end goal or anything, but I just was less hard on myself, because I was telling myself, I'm like, well, I have other things in life that I have to report to.
Well, it's not that you report to, but you also expand, because a lot of times, you know, when people see your work, when people see the comic strip and they see all the illustrations and stuff, it does take you to other artistic distractions too. You know what I mean? People want you to do stuff for them, and you want to do as much as you can as possible, but then that takes time away from doing the comic strip. You know what I mean? And then not only that, but then, you know, it's the same thing even with the first band. It's like, you know, I was all excited about that, and when that like sort of disruptedly just fizzled out, I realized there was like a momentum that was going, and when that momentum ends, you sort of got to get another momentum on something else. And I think that can happen with any creative endeavor, like with the comic strip. If like you go from like really like nailing the comic strips out, you know, a lot, and then all of a sudden you get distracted by something else, and then you realize you had a good momentum going before, you got had to get back on that too.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
I mean, I do gotta hop back on the train.
And also, you're working on that. You're working on the Curls book a whole lot too. Making a whole book. That's another thing that took you. You're working on Curls, but you just worked the Curls strip. Just took a back seat to working on Curls. If that makes sense.
Yeah, I was still. That's what I'm saying. But when you were saying during the intro, it's like even if we might not be like posting every second or something, like we're still working on it. We're still working on our stuff.
But also,
like, I don't feel like I am not one of those like really super lazy people that's just sitting around eating bonbons and like, you know, like mindlessly and not doing anything. Like, you know, like the brain cogs are still going.
Well, I feel like for I don't know, like I recently feel like that I should be posting less. Like me, it's like I feel like I don't need to, when I see so many people posting so much of like the same stuff. Even with right now with the, like the 2015 like best nine or something like that, I was like, there's a thing where it's just like, I don't really, maybe it's just me and my natural, you know, my natural ambition to not be what everyone else is doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just don't want to do it anymore as much. Yeah. I lost that passion because it's like there's not really a payoff. Like say like, you know, people are posting, I don't know, anything to get hits, you know what I mean? And they'd say their smart ass comment or the reverse comment to be like, oh, it's nothing special and stuff like that. But we're up here. This is going to break the internet or stuff like that. Yeah, but the internet gets fixed pretty fast, doesn't it? It'll break for like 10 minutes.
When you break it, someone else will break it after you.
But like it gets, but then it's just like the Matrix or it's just like T-1000. You break the internet and then it'll fix itself in a few seconds. And then what you just did didn't really matter as much. So, and I want to just make things that matter. And I try real hard to do that. And I don't want to put out any, if there's anything that I've learned out of 2015 is that Joe does not want to make anything that means nothing.
Mm-hmm.
He does. I don't want to make anything that's like anything, my personal stuff or anything I do, I'm going to try to manipulate it so it actually means something to somebody, you know?
Yeah, that's a good mantra.
I don't want to have it just, I can't live like that when it doesn't have any weight to it.
Yeah, sometimes I'll see people's posts where like they'll do an illustration or like they'll probably post an illustration that they just found online and don't credit the illustrator.
Yeah.
Or like they're looking at stock or something or just some shitty web image and they'll be like Merry Christmas or whatever. Like I know for when New Year's hits there's gonna be like images of like champagne glasses or gold and black balloons or the New Year's baby, and people are just gonna post like those type of imagery and be like Happy New Year. And so part of me, like whenever these holidays come around, I always feel like I need to draw something for it. Just to announce to people, like, oh, by the way, Happy New Year. It's like, no duh, everyone already knows that that's what's going on. But then I'm like, I can't be sitting around drawing every day holiday, because now there's like holidays every day. There's like International Donut Day, Pancake Day. Like, most of it revolves around food, or it's like, you know, Autism Day, and then there's like the causes.
Sisters Day, Brothers Day, Color Red Day.
Yeah, it's like every freaking day. So then part of me was like, man, I should be doing like an image so that I can like stay relevant, and then people think that that's cool, and then they'll like repost it or something, you know? And like, but then I'm like, I can't keep up with all these days of the year.
And you also can't like force it either. I feel like that's the one thing I learned out of 2015 is just don't force it. These things don't. You can't just hop on these trains and expect massive things. You really got to do things that matter to you and that can matter to somebody important to you. You know what I mean? Like if there's the one thing, if I take away from 2015, and you know, this is maybe it's hypocritical because the amount of stuff that I have shared and the amount of stuff that I put out there with like this podcast and all these photos and all these movies and music and stuff like that, but if there's one thing I learned is that people just share too much.
Oversharing,
and it doesn't mean anything anymore if there's so much. If people are just sharing because other people are sharing, and then people are saying like, "Well, don't you want to share? I want to share this with everyone. Don't you want to share this beautiful thing with everyone?" No, I don't, man.
Well, what's interesting is, first of all, I want to say that did 2015 feel like a year of days? Like I was going through all these,
yeah, because
sunshine
we were constantly talking about, yeah, like how it's like, oh, look,
day.
It's this day, it's this day, and then
yeah,
there's
it's like every freaking day.
Not only that, but then there'll be on certain days in 2015, or probably even more, where people like, I'd see someone say like, oh, today is mountain day, and then someone's like, oh, today's flower day. I was like, the fuck, you have multiple days happening on one day?
Yeah, I've seen that before. It's pretty crazy.
It just made me feel like people are legit just making a hashtag.
Did you know?
Just to make the hashtag and not even paying attention if these are actually legit days.
You know, they had a National Men's Day or International Men's Day was the same day as Toilet Day.
See, why the hell are even. Yeah, see.
I mean, why would that even be? Does that mean that men is toilet?
Yes, I guess so.
Because I thought that was interesting. I was like, what's going on with these days? And also, how would you know that they even existed before the internet?
But here's the thing. People probably are just doing this so they have something to do.
Something to talk about.
So you got something to do, something to talk about. And if that's wrong, I mean, whatever. People need something to talk about.
But yeah, I do think people overshare. But what's interesting is I remember maybe a decade ago. I know this is dating itself.
What, 2005?
Yeah, 2005. There was a time on the internet, because I was pretty active in 2005 on the internet, I think. And there was a time...
Before all this.
I was doing social media before other people were doing social media.
That's why we can... That's why I feel like we can pat ourselves on the back because
yeah,
we jumped on that. We've seen the tide, you know, but...
I've seen the tide probably like three times already in the past decade.
And it's still sort of important for us to be on the fringe, but it's like being able to see the history, doomed to repeat it type deal.
So you remember like around 10 years ago, there was a time where it almost... felt like people didn't want to reveal anything online. They're like, oh man, it's sharing too much. There was a time where people, like, even though they try to make themselves look all busy, like, oh, I have this and this and this, but then, you know, there's certain things that they just, I don't know, you wouldn't see people, it's almost like too intimate, like people wouldn't share it. But nowadays people are posting where they are, a picture of their car that includes a license plate on it. So I'm like, oh, now I know where they are. And then, like,
they're trying to post the nipple as fast as they can so they can make a statement about, like, freeing the nipple.
Yeah, and then, like, I can see what they look like naked already. There's so, you know, it's so much out there. So, you know, I don't know. I kind of want a resurgence into a little bit of not sharing as much.
Well, here's the fact.
Or at least being selective enough to... determine, is this really worth sharing?
Well, that's what I feel like we always should do that, but maybe it's just a point of just like, you know, you gotta start with yourself, I guess. You just gotta do what you really want to do, is what I'm saying. If a person has to go out there and they feel like to make themselves feel better, they gotta share, let them ride that out and see where that leads them. You know what I mean? Let them figure it out.
To make them feel good.
Yeah, and if that's the only thing that's focused on their mind to make themselves feel good, then... Let them have that journey. Why not?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But you know, let's see where that leads them. But at the same time, if you don't need to share it, don't fall into social media peer pressure, right?
Yeah.
Maybe that's what that is. Social media peer pressure. Fuck that.
And that's why our show is rated R.
Yes. Mature.
It's rated explicit.
Mature. Or if only if I use that once, then it's okay.
No, you have to rate it as explicit.
Explicit?
Yeah.
Exclusively explicit.
I wonder if our show wasn't explicit, if we'd get additional listeners.
I guess I can always just turn that off.
And also not curse.
Or I can just not curse. Or I can just turn it off.
Or bleep it.
I'll bleep it.
Do you think that our show should not be explicit?
I don't know.
Because we never actually talked about it. I was just like, oh, words occasionally pop out.
I would like it
so we labeled it as explicit.
I would like it to still be honest. As
I would
honest
too, but,
as possible.
You know, it would be nice, though, to... There are probably some people out there... I don't want to call them straight-up prudes, but there are some people that are probably, like, Maybe they drive in the car with their kids and they, like, I wouldn't put on an explicit program if I was one of those people. You know, you don't want to be listening and then all of a sudden.
But the Nerdist and all that, they curse on there.
Yeah, but then I wouldn't be playing that in front of a kid.
Yeah, it's true.
So, or if, like, they were interviewing somebody that I knew wouldn't drop one. You know, like, there might be a certain actor or something that you're like, they're definitely not gonna. Like, Hugh Jackman, I can't see him being like, F this.
Well, most likely, even if Hugh Jackman was here and all that stuff, there'll be guidelines. I can try to see what happens. We'll try to go in 2015 to see if Joe can not curse on the podcast.
See, but I don't. I think that since
2016.
But since we have a whole log full of episodes that I don't think we curse that much.
I don't think we curse that much. But when we do curse, we mean it.
Yeah, out of a whole.
That's how
year,
it matters. It matters if you curse and you mean it.
I agree with that. But I'd say out of a whole year, as far as like our explicitness, I'd only say it's 0.5%.
I don't think it's crazy explicit.
No, it's not. But like I said, we still have to label it because like, I don't know what happens if you get in trouble or
nothing.
You know, but we have a whole back catalog of some episodes that might have.
No, that's just all up
the
to
F word or Matt talking on the show.
But that's all like the pre-labeled stuff though. That doesn't even, you can label whatever.
Yeah, I don't know. Well,
they ask you before that.
About the explicit?
Yeah, it's the same thing with the YouTube video, I guess, too. Unless they screen that.
Yeah. I mean, I just wonder if we are losing out on a segment of people. Like, there might just be some more pleasant people out there who are like, oh, it says explicit. I don't feel like listening to this, or I won't even give it a try.
I feel like that's a non-factor for people. That hasn't stopped people from looking at naked girls or going to R-rated movies. You know what I mean? If anything, sometimes the ratings themselves are misguiding as well. You know, it could be the best story in the world, but then it's rated R. And people are like, oh, I don't want to see it. You
know? It's normally like...
Like Coen Brothers movies are rated R, but they're probably pretty amazing. And they have cursing, and they have lots of stuff, but they're pretty amazing.
But there is like, again, I'd like to think of us as the Coen Brothers, but they have a reason for all the cursing and everything, just like the Carol and Josh.
I have a yeah, exactly. All this has a meaning.
I feel like we're not
meaning.
Out there cursing just to curse.
We're
and
not
also,
just telling dick and fart jokes and stuff like that. It's like all everything we do hopefully has some sort of meaning. I'd like it to have some sort of meaning.
I will say I do
I'm
think,
not doing this to be a millionaire. I'm doing this to...
Why not?
You know why?
Everyone else is doing stuff for money.
That's true.
But not you.
I'm not doing this to be a millionaire.
Well,
it'd be great if I become a millionaire from doing this, though.
That would be pretty amazing.
But I'm not doing it to be a millionaire. I'm doing this to be a billionaire.
I will say in this year, I do think that I have cursed less. I've cursed.
Lester.
How do you say it? I've cursed less this year. I said it right?
I don't know.
I haven't cursed as much this year. Not like I was a crazy potty mouth before, but I think the most
You're worse than me, but you don't have to curse. I feel like you don't even have... A person does not have a curse to be a potty mouth or to be raunchy. You don't have to say the bad
words.
No,
there are some people, though, that are like...
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's true. But then at the same time, it just becomes the way they talk.
But it's like every other word. It's like they have to have it in one sentence always.
Yeah, but then that takes away the meaning of the word.
It does, but then that just becomes like their character.
Exactly.
Just like, I'm a grouch. Blah, blah,
but
blah,
like you
blah,
can,
blah,
but
blah.
You can be like, oh, I need that fucking burger. I need give me a fucking sandwich.
You're dropping them.
Oh, you know that shit I'm talking about. Yeah, you down with that shit? Yeah, fuck that. You know, it's like, but like it doesn't mean when it's casual cursing is not as effective as unless it's
I think
meme.
Some of those people can be fun, but it does show a degree of like really
that's how people talk that's how like
that's
people,
how everyone
like,
talks
that's
now.
What that's why it's adult talking, you know what I mean? That's what I feel like it gets down to that. There'd be
I
like,
actually
wow,
don't like
that's how
that
people
being do. Thrown around
I remember
like that
I remember there's a time where like yeah that's how you know that's how people talk, you know, it's not uncensored. That's what people usually talk uncensored, you know.
I was kind of
like
that.
When Hogan got caught this year, didn't he? Yeah,
he did.
That was a thing.
I remember
this private world.
When I was in college, I would kind of drop in those words because like I didn't necessarily want to be like, oh, I'm so cool, but it was kind of like the cool thing to do, to be like, yeah,
that's exactly
I'm relaxed
that's
and
the,
I'm so cool.
That's the
hip.
Definition of that. The definition do it because it's cool.
No, but that's what it was.
You're
like
you're like, I'm not doing it because it's cool, but like, you know, it's
kind
it's
of,
cool to say
I,
that.
I think it like fed off Like, I guess being around some people in college, like, fed off that for me.
See, for
just
me...
Just be like, oh, man, we're relaxed and we're so cool, and now we're like, we're away from our parents, so F this. Yeah, man.
I don't know what it is about me, but I feel like I'm just doomed to always have to be the odd person out. That's just like, oh, everyone's saying this word now? I'm not going to say that. You know? So everyone's saying killing it? I'm not going to use that ever again. Everyone's using dope? Like, fuck that. Set life, I'm not using that, like, hashtags, I don't want to use it. It's like, I don't know what it is about, like, a certain mentality, but I guess I need to be fresh.
Mm-hmm. I always like the word fresh. Yeah. No, and also liquid.
Liquid fresh.
No, you gotta be liquid, you know? You gotta go with it. You
gotta go with it. Be water?
Yeah. Gotta be liquid. Water. I like
water?
Those.
You know who says that? Good words. You know what? Who says that? That's who? Bruce Lee.
You gotta be water?
You gotta be water. You gotta be water. You could go around the problem. You go over the problem.
Well, also this year, I will say I have increased my reading books and audio tapes, audio CDs.
Has your reading comprehension grown?
I think so. So I mean, I might not be the best at it because I was never very like...
Who is the best? I would like to meet this the best reader ever.
I don't know. He probably is like him or her, like, probably stuck away in a library.
Some sort of CIA agent or something like that who can read a book.
You know who
just
is the best reader ever? Belle from Beauty and the Beast.
How so?
She always has her head in a book. She's always reading.
So is Willow.
Well, maybe they can have a competition. Well, yeah. I mean, I will say I've always enjoyed reading, but as a kid, like, school actually made it painful.
Bad teachers make things painful.
Because I also remember, like, what was that? There was, like, some science fiction book about, like, time travel.
It could be anything. It could be anything.
I can't remember the name of it, but I remember, like, all the teachers was shoving that down my throat. And I never really got into it. It was, like, something about Wrinkle in Time. Do you ever have to read that? A Wrinkle in Time?
Tale as old as time?
No. No, The Wrinkle in Time or something. A Wrinkle in Time? Well, I remember everyone was always like, you need to read that. Like, read that. And like, I don't even know what it is about. I don't think I ever really got into it and read it. I don't know. I just wasn't really. But the thing is like, I always liked reading, but I liked reading like stuff that I would pick.
Well, 2015, though, what did you read? That was great.
Well,
what else? What else about this 2015? New Year's Eve, looking back at the end of time, things that stand out as you look on the cliff that is 2015, about to jump over to the new mountain that you need to conquer. That is 2016. What are you gonna at this level of the game? At this level of the mountain, what will you look back and be like, okay.
Well,
I met Allison Mack.
That's fun.
That's one of my highlights. It's my highlight forever.
She was really nice when we met her. Because you brought me up to see her after you met her.
Never. I didn't even know that I was going to be moderating her panel. I was happy. I like requested her to be at AwesomeCon. Surprised that she was going to be in there. I was like, cool. All right. I might just wave hi to her. Never thought I was going to moderate her panel. And to be like, what? This is like 2 days before the show.
Mm-hmm.
And to that's something that just had to rush into my head real fast. I was like, wait a minute. What? I have to meet her. And me having the horrible ass track record of meeting people that I think are awesome and just saying some stupid ass shit. But then I have to moderate and be in conversation with her for an hour. My mind was going to just lose. It's going to melt and flow out of my ear.
And that is why AwesomeCon now is like the center of our world, we've determined from this episode. And that is why, don't you feel like now it's like that the year kind of like in a way revolves around AwesomeCon?
I mean, New York was pretty awesome too, right? We got the Tesla, to the Tesla room. That was great.
That was unexpected. We did a whole podcast live from the Nikola Tesla room in the New Yorker Hotel.
Yeah.
So if you haven't listened to that, you can check the archives. It was a fun one.
Went to Ohio to see Bone, where
yes,
Bone started.
We did go to Ohio.
We saw
the Christmas Story house.
Yeah, too. Also got to see the biggest collection of comic books in the United States. That was cool, right?
Is that really the biggest collection?
I don't know.
VCU has a big collection, too.
I don't know. It beats me.
VCU might actually... It would be interesting to know whose collection is bigger. OSU or VCU.
See, I'd still take back that emotionally 2015 beat the shit out of me really bad. I feel like with the perseverance that I just kept on going, and I felt like if I were to quit and to really just become really like a horrible person, I would not be able to persevere and do the great stuff that happened.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it was one of those years where I felt like, you know, just I felt let down a lot of times. But you kept going. But part of me was like, who cares? Let's just keep going. Let's just keep going. Let's go through this fog. Let's just, like, even though you're bleeding, even though you're hurt and your back hurts and your emotions hurt and can't trust anybody, let's keep pushing and being positive and seeing where it takes us. And it's just it was a constant year for me where I would just get emotionally destroyed. But then there's something in the horizon. It's like, well, if I could just make it this way, you know what I mean? If I could just make it there.
It's like crawling through the desert.
And then each time I did that, something, you know, like great would happen that I didn't know, or, you know what I mean? And I just had to keep going. And I think that's what it is. That's what 2015 was.
You never know what you might miss, though. You know, you might be very close to digging up treasure, and then if you walk away, it could be like an inch further down.
So I think a familiar thing that I was saying to a lot of people this year about, like, you know, them doing things that I should listen to myself was, half the battle is showing up, you know?
Well, you already do that.
So, like, pretty much you already won if you show up. So I was just like, if I just keep showing up, I can make this happen. So
is that something you were telling other people?
Yeah, I was telling people that. They're like,
but then why were you like, well, I should listen to my own advice too? Because you, like, well, no, you
now,
actually do show
now
up.
That I look at now that I look back at the end of the year, that's why I feel like that's what this is all about. It's like, when you win by already showing up. You've already won by showing up.
Yeah.
Now take it home. No matter what, show up and be the best you can.
I do like that, because there's always, like, people that, like, you know, if you're sick, then, you know, that's fine. But, you know, I do feel like there
are some people... Because you can make other people sick by being that.
I know, but I always feel like there are people that are, like, sick, but then they, like, miss out on something.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you should have been here.
Or tired.
They're like, I'm tired. You know, it's like, I don't know. But that just, in a way, like, if you're always tired, maybe your resolution should... be something to cure that, like, for example, like, maybe eating healthier, because if you eat healthy, you don't get tired as much.
It's true.
And you got to, like, basically be physically the best representation of yourself that you can be. So that includes sleep, even though, like, I will say in my 20s I, like, did not really sleep very often. And maybe that paid off, maybe it didn't, but I will say that I am learning more and more that sleep is very important.
Yeah, and being able to get the even short amount of sleep wherever you can is a great idea.
Yeah,
I think I got that from The Rock. It's like, wherever you can, if you can, just take the 15 minutes of sleep. It'll mean something.
It actually helps. Even if you, like, I don't really actually take naps, but there are some times where you might fall asleep for 15 minutes.
That's great.
And then it feels so much good afterward.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I mean, actually, you know, back to what you were asking me earlier about updating the comic and stuff. I mean, there were times when I was, you know, like I was saying, in my 20s, who I would sacrifice my sleep to work on the comic.
Yeah.
A lot. And now I feel like I'm like, I need sleep. I'm going to bed. I mean, maybe that's selfish, and part of me does regret some of it, but I feel like it did make me a healthier person and less zombie-like.
Take those Z's when you can. Treat yourself.
But do you think that's bad thing?
That's what it is. That's what you got.
Treat yourself to sleep?
That's what you got to do. You got to treat yourself.
I've noticed a lot of people saying that.
What?
Treat yourself.
Well, I was saying that because you're using that.
Yeah.
So
that has been a big theme of this year.
Yeah, so for you, treat yourself, Carolyn. Some sleep.
Yes.
Some rest. Some relaxation. Some peace of mind.
Yeah. That's a good thing. I will say, like, I'm not necessarily planning on sleeping more for next year. I'll probably do about the same amount, but I don't want to abuse myself by, like, not sleeping anymore.
Yeah.
Unless it's something that's, like, really important or there's, like, a really big deadline. I mean, but there was times where I would actually, like, be pretty abusive to myself. and not sleep. And I don't think that that's healthy, so I kind of stopped doing that for the most part. So maybe that's a good improvement, even though I feel bad about it, because I love to punish myself.
Well, 2016, don't do that.
No punishment of yourself?
You gotta do something different. Do something different.
I always pick like a one-word theme for the year, and I haven't picked mine yet for 2016. Maybe I'll do that for the next podcast.
Maybe.
For the first podcast of 2016, I'll have a one-word theme, and that will guide me into the year.
Yeah.
Do you have a one-word theme for next year, or you're still thinking about it?
One-word theme for 2016. Let's see if I can think of one in 10 seconds. One-word theme that I should use for 2016
that will motivate me to
continue on to doing everything I can do. Huh. It's a tough one.
I think we should end this show on a cliffhanger.
You want to end it on a cliffhanger?
Yeah. And then we can announce what our one words
are. Our one-word theme.
For next episode.
All right. So this is what's going to happen, folks. You're going to tune in next week, and Carolyn and I will each have a theme that we will try to drive ourselves to motivate ourselves through 2016. But right now, I want to thank all you guys, whoever you are out there, thank you so much for listening to the Carolyn and Joe Show in 2015. You guys are amazing. I will not use the phrase you guys anymore, but you all are awesome. We love you the best we can just for taking the time to have us into your lives. To hear our voices. And all the guests that are on this show, massively thank you guys for that. You all, sorry, whatever. Whatever.
We had some amazing people on the show this year.
Yeah. So thank you to them. I hope they all had a great time here. We had a great time with them happening, just talking and sharing their stories and doing all that. This is why we do this show for them, for people can hear about people talking about things that they love and telling things that people don't know, telling their story, whether they're a celebrity or not. Whether you're a person, you're an awesome human, this is the place where people can just let people know. This is what the show is, so people can let them know. And we'd like you to know that this show is brought to you by Straight Productions. Check them out at straightproductions.com. Check out my website, my new website, joecarabello.com. Go Astray, goastray.tumblr.com, the newest news, onehyphenshots.com, my films, and also facebook.com, Monday Mistress. Carolyn, what do you have?
Yes, I have a website. It's carolynblevsky.com, so check that out.
That's right. Curls, check them out. CarolynJoeShow.com, iTunes, Stitcher Radio. Goodbye, 2015. My name is Joe.
And I'm Carolyn.
Let them know, Carolyn.
And you're bona fide.